Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Stephanie White with LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, and it's the Louisville.am podcast, and I'm happy to have a guest. You keep having to hear me talk, and I know you love that. You love my lovely voice. However, sometimes you got to get some other experts. I'm not the expert on all things, although I humbly claim to be the expert on a lot of things. But so one of the places that I really like here in the Louisville area, and I've kind of done some things with them, was on one of their little videos to talk about how much I love it. And a place that I've enjoyed watch evolve is the Parklands of Floyd's Fork. And I was actually just talking to my guest about the fact that sometimes there seems to be a lot of names for this place, but it is the Parklands of Floyd's Fork and is a nonprofit endeavor to just beautify this area, this waterway in East Louisville that you would be amazed. A lot of people know it for the spray ground that they have there. It was one of their first. It was very good PR to open that first because people got really excited about it. And so people think, oh, it's just a spray ground. But no, it's like so much more. And when you look at the plans for it, it's awesome. So here we have with me today, Allie Greenwell. She is the program coordinator with the Parklands of Floyd's Fork. And she's just going to talk to us today about all the things at the Parklands so that people know, why is this such a big deal? Why should they head out there? Can they spend a day there? Can they bring a group there? What is there to do and why is it so unique? So I'd like to welcome Allie.
Hi.
Yeah, and so she's here. And Allie's never done any sort of like radio stuff. So, you know, we're just in our little cute little studio. So it's not too intimidating, but we do have all these little like, you know, monitors on the screen. And I've got headphones on. So she, you know, be a little patient here with dear Allie as we introduce her to podcasting and radio and all that stuff.
Yes.
But Allie does know everything there is to know about the Parklands of Floyd's Fork. So let me just tell you how I found it at first. You know, I saw a press release or, you know, a news thing come across my email like long time ago about when the spray ground was opening. So that was the first thing. So I thought, you know, to go through the history, kind of tell us the concept behind the Parklands and kind of who came up with this, who's supporting this idea and the driving force, and then kind of when it opened and the beginning stages.
Yeah. So as you said, we're a donor supported public park, so we're a nonprofit. So the other half of the Parklands of Floyd's Fork is 21st Century Parks, which is the nonprofit that is responsible for the long-term maintenance and land acquisition for the Parklands of Floyd's Fork.
That's some big words, land acquisition.
And that was started in 2004. The challenging idea being, what can we do for Louisville that's going to have a 100-year impact
right,
on the
and
city?
That's amazing to think people are enjoying it now and it's so new.
Yes.
And it really started in 2004,
yeah,
the whole effort, the,
yes,
you know, the vision for this.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
And so it's going back to an old idea, which is this Olmsted idea of setting aside land ahead of development for future parkland preservation. So that was the idea, is that this city is going to continue to grow. And as it continues to grow outward, why not have a defined urban edge and green space that's going to be preserved forever?
Right.
So that was the idea. So 2004 is when we started really the fundraising idea for everything and getting this thing kicked off. In 2008, we completed the award-winning master plan for the Parklands.
Right. Always good to be award-winning.
Yes.
I would like to be award-winning. Can I put that in front of my name? Award-winning.
Sure.
Stephanie
go.
White. No. The award-winning master plan, right?
And then we just kicked off construction. We had the groundbreaking for Beckley Creek Park, which is the northernmost of the four parks.
Right.
In 2011. And then
that's what everyone knows and
yes,
enjoys so much right now. That's
yes,
like, you know, really attractive to mm-hmm, families with the parks and the playground and the newly opened education center and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So that's
okay,
the first park that's actually open right now that you can go to. We had our big grand opening celebration in November of last year. And so we opened our PNC Center and the Gaines Foundation Lodge, which is our big event space. At that time. And so that's open and you can go there right now and have a great day. out with the family. And then in September, we're opening a new section of the park called Pope Lake Park.
Ooh.
And then this summer, we're breaking ground on the southern two parks, which are Turkey Run and Broad Run Park. And those are going to be finished by 2015. So everything is going to be completely open to the public within the next 2 years.
Wow, that is crazy. So from 2011 to 2015, 4 years to get it all kind of done, even though the vision started, you know, a decade ago.
Yeah.
You know?
So this is something that's actually happening. I mean, there are a lot of great plans, but sometimes they sit on a shelf. And
that
this is
super
one
cool.
That's we're completely funded and going to be open and ready to go in 2 years.
Okay. So you said it was donor funded. So where did like most of the money for this project come from?
We received some funding from state and federal grants, but most of the funding came from private donors. So foundations, corporations around the city. We've had incredible support from leaders and community members in this city. It's been amazing.
So when it comes to a park like this, you know, because that's a kind of a new concept for people, because they go to, say, a city park and they just enjoy it. They never think like, oh, I need to donate money to this park, but they can do that through the parklands to help maintain. So how can they do that? Like how can people help support financially?
There are a lot of ways to get involved. But mainly right now we're trying to push. We just launched our membership program. And so it's $35 for an individual membership and $50 for a household membership. And that gets you access to all of our amenities that are already free, as well as discounts on programs, discounts at local retailers. And it helps support our annual campaign, which we just launched this year.
Okay. So that is a good little segue. You know, she's fresh and new to this, but she led right into another topic that we can talk about. So, you know, you got this member option and you said, well, it gets you discounts into the program. So we can talk about some of the programs because we've already learned that, you know, this wonderful project that was a vision back in 2004 that literally, you know, along kind of like the Gene Snyder, anytime you go outside the Gene Snyder, if you're going on any of the roads that lead out of Louisville, you'll see a sign that says Parklands, you know, and it has a little map like this. And it's just expansive, like all the way from Shelbyville Road down beyond
Bardstown Road,
Taylorsville Road. I mean, like I've seen the signs there going out Taylorsville Road, too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that vision has now come to, you know, have brick and mortar, it's ready to go. There's places people jog and enjoy and canoeing, and there's programs. Okay,
yes.
We love programs, and whether they're free, there's some programs that you have that are free, and then there are some that are for a fee, free or for a fee. I usually go with that, but they're still very affordable because I've seen them on your website. And so, tell everyone. Let's start with the free programs because I always say if it is free, you can have more fun. Okay,
yes.
So what are some of the free programs? Like just the drop in things. You just wake up one morning, you say, you know, this Parklands that I heard about, I want to go enjoy it. So what are kind of the pop in programs that people can do?
Something that's a great activity to do is we just opened our PNC Achievement Center for Education and Interpretation in February. And so this is an excellent welcome center. So you can come in, talk with one of our interpretive rangers or volunteers, get to know the park, get to know what you can do there. It's almost like a museum, and it's really hands-on. We have iPads, videos of wildlife that we captured in the park, lots of it's very interactive. So it's a great jumping-off point for your day.
Right. And so it's like there's a full-time ranger.
Yes.
Like a real park ranger.
We have a real park ranger. We do.
So that's like really cool to show your kids. Like, look, you can be a park ranger. You
know?
Like, that's super cool. So they'll talk to the kids or sometimes explore, tell them things to look at if there's anything kind of seasonal to check
out.
That's really, really cool. So that's the PNC Achievement Center. I've seen it. It's really well done, really nice. And I've seen the little classroom in the back.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that some more in a bit.
Uh-huh.
And so what else for pop in? You're just going to spend some time there and you're just in and out.
One of my favorite events that we do in the summer that's completely free is our movie nights, which happen on the last Friday of every summer month. So come on out, and as soon as the sun goes down, we put up a projector and pop some popcorn and show a movie.
And that's like right between, say, you do it next to
the playground. Yeah, so it's at the playground in between the splash park and the actual playground. So if you're already out there that day, you might see us setting up. Just come out with a blanket and a chair and come out and enjoy a movie.
Right, so do a late afternoon picnic because, you know, with the summer months, it's going to be 9 o'clock, say, before it gets really dark enough or whatever. Except maybe later in the summer, you might be able to scoot it back to, like, 8:30. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, a nice afternoon picnic there, and bring it spray ground, playground, and then end it with the movies. Okay, so that's the last Friday of the summer months. Mm-hmm. And I know that you guys do a really good job on your Facebook page, so people can look on Facebook.
Yes.
For what would they look for on Facebook to make sure that they keep up with those events? Because I know you post the pictures of the movies and stuff like that.
We do. So we actually have our Facebook friends vote for the movie that we show every month. So
okay,
great. 3 weeks before the last Friday of the month, we're going to post a few options for the movie, and then whichever movie gets the most likes is the one that you'll see.
So what is your Facebook page so they can find it easy? What do they search?
You just search the Parklands of Floyd's Fork
okay,
on Facebook.
Okay, so you definitely want to like that page, because then you get the alert that mm-hmm. it's a movie weekend, or you want to vote or have a say in what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the Education Center. We've got the spray ground movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so why don't you elaborate a little bit on the spray ground? Because that would be a pop-in activity.
Yes, the spray ground is
And
always,
the playground, because
yeah.
you can go in the fall months when the spray ground's not uh-huh. open and you have a really cool playground. So just talk about the play area in general.
Yeah, so our playground actually won the Leo Reader's Choice Award for best playground in the city last year.
I know, when I ask Louisville Family Fun readers, they always...
Yeah.
Oh, the Beckley Station.
It's a ton of fun.
Right.
It's just, it's a really nice playground. Everything is just very free-flowing and interactive. It's not just stairs up to a slide. You kind of
really
have to
modern.
Figure out how to play, which is interesting. So it really gets those creative juices flowing. It's great for, everything's really ADA accessible, so wheelchair accessible. So it's just a great time for everybody. And then our playground and spray ground, which is a lot of fun in the summertime. We just turned the water on in the splash park earlier this month. And so it's a great way to come in. It's free. Bring a picnic lunch and cool off for the day. So it's always a ton of activity in the summer. It's a bunch of fun.
And I will talk about that. I like to take a moment in Louisville Family Fun to talk about two very important things to parents.
Mm-hmm.
Parking.
Yes.
And bathrooms.
Yes. Yes.
Like, everyone wants to know, how much does it cost? Where do I park? Are the bathrooms clean? I swear.
Yeah.
That's, like, the only thing that parents, like, talk about, you know? So I can attest to, because I frequent, you know, I'll go to these places as well. I can attest to all of these things, that the parking is right there
mm-hmm.
for the playground and spray ground. They've
yes.
designed it, you know, kind of the parking is right in the middle of all the buildings or the playground. And so it's really easy, not like dragging your kids all over the place. And the bathrooms are really, really well kept and clean. And they're super, like, they cannot get any closer to the playground. They're just right there. So
yeah.
you don't have to, you know, if one kid has to go to the bathroom and the other one doesn't, it's like really convenient. It's really well thought of and stuff like that. And also another thing that parents get concerned about at spray grounds in particular is they always ask me what the bottom is,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the bottom. So I know it's a concrete.
Yes.
And then, but parents get all, my kid's going to fall, because
yeah.
I've seen these things on Louisville Family Fun. But I find at your spray ground, there's like a texture to it,
mm-hmm.
and it's not slippery at all.
Yeah.
So it's super duper fun.
Pretty grippy.
Yeah. I've been the ones that are more cushiony, I find my kids just woo, they just
yeah.
wipe out. But this is it is a concrete. It has all the bells and whistles in
mm-hmm.
terms of things for the kids to run through and just dancing fountains and all that stuff. That's fun. So say you have a day you just want to come out with a dog, or you want to go for a jog.
Yeah.
What are the options there?
There is a lot to do. So we have fishing lakes that are available. We get those stocked through Fish and Wildlife, comes in about every month and
wow.
stocks both Floyd's Fork and our fishing lakes with catfish, and then in the cooler months, trout. And so we just got the lake stocked with about 700 catfish last week.
So you bring your own stuff and you...
Yeah. So just go
fishing.
So as long as you have a fishing license, come on out and go fishing. It's really a great way to spend a day.
Okay.
If you have a canoe or a kayak, we have 4 paddling access points that are open right now. You can just spend a great day out on the water, anywhere from an hour to making a full day out of it.
And all of that's just freely accessible,
too. It's all free.
Now, in terms of if you launch your kayak, say,
mm-hmm.
Right there by the spray ground, there's and back by that the meeting
the
area,
Gein's
the
Lodge.
Gein's Lodge.
Uh-huh.
Okay, where does it end up? how do you
so Floyd's you know, Fork,
educate this
no it's,
educate
it's,
me
yeah,
on
it's
this
kinda
like,
hidden.
Because I know you can't come back,
right?
Okay, so what do you do?
So Floyd's Fork flows north to south from Shelbyville Road, and our park ends at Bardstown Road. So you could come in and put your boat in at our North Beckley paddling access, which is right once you come in off of Shelbyville Road. You take a first right, and then you are right down there by the paddling access.
Right.
And then if you wanted to just do a quick float, you paddle all the way down to Creekside paddling access, which is what you were talking about,
down by
the playground.
Right.
And then you take out, and then if you wanted to, get someone to come pick you up at the end. Or shuttling is always kind of tricky.
Yeah, you got to have like a little partner.
And it's a lot harder to figure out than you would think. I mean, you think it's easy, and then you start really thinking about it.
Well, yeah, because even if somebody picks you up, they get a, you know, where are you going to put the kayak, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a kayaker or a canoe and you're into that, you probably, you know what to do. You're used to that,
yes.
You know. So there's multiple points of access, pickup points. Mm-hmm. You can get it figured out really easy, and it's totally free. And I've seen pictures that you guys post and stuff when you never know what you're going to see while you're paddling. I've seen
it's beautiful.
You know, so all sorts of wildlife that you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some the pop-in ones. I've seen lots of people just in all the walkways getting some exercise.
2 miles of the Louisville Loop that's open right now.
Right.
So it's a great place to take a walk, ride your bike, because you don't have to worry about cars.
Right.
So you have 2 miles of bike path that's completely open. It winds right through Floyd's Fork.
Is it pretty flat, like for kids on a
bike? It is. There's one hill that's pretty big, but it's easy to cut out.
Okay.
So it's a great place to come out.
Right,
because
that is something we have not done yet. So maybe we'll bring the bikes. We'll bring the bikes out there. Now, what about, so those are all free. Like, we just listed free. Like, there's more, okay?
Yes.
So what are other things that people could do that they may have to pay for, but it's worth it? You know, like the picnic shelter, or maybe camps or workshops that you guys do. What are some of those things?
This is the first year for our summer camps, which are going to be a ton of fun. So next week is our very first science camp, and it's called Dig It. So it's all about getting your hands dirty in the garden and learning where food comes from. And they're week-long science camps. So
awesome.
It's focused in STEM, which is that science, technology, engineering, and math. But the idea is to get kids out of the classroom. So come in, you'll kind of get set up in the classroom and talk about what you're going to do for the day. But then you're getting right back out in the park.
Right.
So it's just a great way to get in the woods and wade in the creek and find fossils. But it all relates back to math. Math and
I
science
like that.
And
you know,
and
I was a math teacher.
Else. Oh yeah,
I was a math teacher. People, I proclaim my geekiness to like anyone. Like, I'm all about the family fun, but let me just tell you at heart, total math geek. Okay? So science camp, go science.
Yeah, and so those are really, they're competitively priced with all the other summer camps that are happening in the city.
Right.
So you can go on our website and check out all of our summer camps that we offer. We have art in the park and music and engineering and nature. So how does a spider build its web, and how does a tree hold up the weight of its branches? So there's a lot of cool stuff going on in the
park. So summer camps, super fun. Now, what if it's during the school year? Do you have options for, you know, preschools? I've seen that classroom in the back.
Yeah. So we partner with the Kentucky Science Center. So they come out and do a ton of family programs for us. So that's really great, especially for the littler ones.
Okay.
Because a lot of our science camps are for first and third graders and fifth graders. So what do you do with the little ones?
Right.
But
they still want to learn?
Yes. So Science Center comes out and they'll do great programs just in the morning that you can sign up for. They're really cheap, and you can come out and learn about owls for a morning. All sorts of fun stuff. So it's always really fun, and we partner with them for a lot of fun stuff.
They do field trips, too. People can come out for field trips.
Come up for field trips, family programs, and we'll have sometimes evening and weekend workshops where we'll bring out folks from Louisville Astronomical Society, and we'll do constellation search.
I will tell people that you want to follow those closely, because I've seen those fill up.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, they may be free, but the ones that you sometimes have that are free and or really inexpensive, but they have a limited number.
Yeah.
Because you really care that people have a quality experience.
Right.
It's about the quality of what's going on there rather than the quantity of people that show up. And I've seen them fill up.
Yeah.
You know, so
a lot of our events are registered. So just make sure to keep an eye on our website and kind of check out that way.
And you have some facilities I've seen there, the brand new. I was really impressed with that picnic shelter.
Yes.
Tell some people about that, because I already just want to dream up. some gathering
yeah,
to have
so
there.
The PricewaterhouseCoopers Picnic Pavilion is our large picnic pavilion space. It's actually a rentable facility, so you can rent that out for a half day or a full day. It's great for a family reunion or a picnic. And it's just...
It's really affordable. I don't remember. Do you remember the rate? Do you know the rate?
It's about $150 for a half day.
Which is great.
And it has its own restroom facilities. If you do rent it out, you can bring a gas grill.
Awesome.
And it has like a buffet station. And it's just, it's really beautiful.
It's a really nice. And it sits right over. You can see what... The way that... If it was so close to the water, I would get a little nervous because of the kids or whatever. But it's just enough distance that you can see the creek there, and it's so pretty, and you have easy access right across the parking lot to the playground.
Yes.
So it's just a nice, and then, you know, just behind it, you can hop on a trail and go for a walk. So it's just a really nicely situated picnic facility.
Yeah.
I was going to tell people, and you can use those if nobody's renting it.
Right. Yeah. They're open to the public unless it's reserved. And if it is reserved, we'll have it roped off. Pretty easy to tell, but it's open to the public if somebody doesn't get to it first.
Super fun. So people need to head out to your website. Tell everyone your website.
It's theparklanes.org, and that'll have all the information about everything you can do there, and it'll have all of our info on it.
Yeah, it's really up to date, and you want to follow it because it's going to evolve. You think you know, it's just a playground, and then it's this, and then it's that. It just keeps adding and adding and adding. And we just had a writer go out and take a canoe trip, and you can read that review. We're going to link it up to this podcast, and you can read her review on that. And you can take, you know, your young kids out there, throw a life vest on them, and you can take them canoeing and really teach them and explore. You know, we've got... I always talk about this in terms of Louisville. One of the best things about Louisville is that you can, say, within 20 minutes, you can head downtown and you can be very metropolitan and see a Broadway Across America show or a minor league baseball game and all of that. But then 20 minutes, you can choose to be in this incredible like creek area that's just so natural. And it's just such a nice blend for families. That I want to remind people that places like the Parklands or our metro parks or some of the nature preserves that we have around Louisville, it doesn't always require a ticket to make it fun for your kids. Just because you have a ticket to something doesn't mean you are like the best parent now because you bought them a ticket to this big bad show. Those things, there is a time and a place for everything. So balance those things with some of these free and very natural learning experience for the kids. And it would just be wonderful. So I want to thank Allie for coming in for this Louisville.am podcast. And everyone, make sure that you go to theparklands.org and check out everything they've got going on there, because whether it's free or for a fee, you can do something there that's just endless fun with your family. It's going to evolve and just be just an awesome space here in Louisville. So thank you so much, Allie.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon again next week, next Friday on Louisville.am.